Stagg Field here on the campus of the University of Chicago, where we're getting ready for second half play between the University of Chicago women's soccer team taking on Carroll University, the Pioneers. Our score heading into the second half, 2-0 in favor of the Maroons on the strength of goals by Calamari and Olivero for the Maroons. 2-0 is your score as we head into second half of play. And Sergio, as we talked about right before the break, the game was dominated by the Maroons in the first half. And for the Pioneers to get back into this game, they're really going to have to change things up.
Yeah, starting from the goalkeeper that must be starting playing short. Like I told you, it's a huge dominance from the Maroons, like you told. And the best thing could happen to the Pioneers is the halftime. And now we see how they make the changes, because the Pioneers will be attacking from right to left. And do you like the uniform from the Pioneers? It reminds me just a little bit like the Broncos Denver.
Yeah, I like the colors. I had a chance to do a game with their men's team this past Sunday.
Uh-huh.
They were taking on Illinois Tech, and their uniforms were all white with orange numbers, but that's because the Scarlet Hawks were in all red and black. So,
gotcha.
But I do like this color combination for the Pioneers.
And now the Maroons will be attacking from left to right with the color they usually use. White and maroon.
With maroon trim. And we're going to get ready for the Maroons to put the ball in play here in the second half. Again, 2-0 on the strength of goals by Calamari and Olivero. And now here comes McKinney for the Maroons. She's going to spin it back around, get it over to the near sideline, and that's Charlotte Wachter. I remember Wachter had to come out of the game towards the end of the first half with that leg injury that she suffered from that collision in the Pioneer zone. She's now back on the field, so that's good to see. And she's going to kick the ball down to her goalkeeper, Malone. Malone looked to boot it out. They have a whistle, however.
I think the ball go out, so they're going to throw in for the Maroons.
Yeah,
oh, there is an offside? I think it's an offside. Yeah, offside.
They're offside, so Maroons will put the ball in play along the near sideline, chipping it up to midfield. And the ball gets deflected out of bounds in front of the Maroons bench. Maroons will throw it in again. Charlotte Wachter. They get it over to Claudia Hodgetts. Check that spiker ball going towards the net, off the bar and in. Wow. McKinney. Jenna McKinney. Calamari with the assist and McKinney with the goal. That is not what the Pioneers were looking for coming out of the second half, but if you're the Maroons, keep it coming. And right now they're building up a what looks to be an insurmountable 3-0 lead, quickly capitalizing on the mistakes inside the Pioneer zone.
But that is the locker room goal. I see when they start in the second half, they're making a line with the two people in the middle touching, moving the ball, and then two other in the right side and left side, and they attack like they're running. So they have this plan, like starting the third goal. So easy, so fast.
And well, and for the Maroons, if you figure all of those missed opportunities, they hit the post in the first half as well, so having a little more luck turn your way. Not that they needed it. You know, the game has been solidly in the favor of the Maroons throughout the first half, but based on some of the near misses they had in the first half, seeing that ball deflect off the post and go in, that's a positive sign for the Maroons as they continue to pressure the Pioneers in this match.
Well, now the Pioneers need a miracle.
Well, they need a goal first, and it might be a miracle, but they need to find a way to put something on the board. The Maroons, again, need to continue pressuring as Malone has the ball, and she's going to roll it to the far side. And the Maroons look to escape the zone, get it out towards midfield and chipped ahead towards the far sideline, but the Pioneers boot it back. Maroons will have to track it down. A little collision there, but the Maroons again looking to reestablish possession. And now shoveling it ahead to midfield. Spiker chips it over to the far side. Maroons now entering the zone. Crossing to Spiker. She controls it. She's got an opportunity. Rolls it. Scores. Spiker with the goal. 4-0 Maroons.
My God. What a control with the chest. Then just using the leg and just touch it so much easy. Put it far away from the goalkeeper and scored the 4th goal. 2 goals in less than 10 minutes. My God.
Yeah, and again, the key there was controlling the ball,
with
having
the chest.
It, yeah. make it silent, again, so that ball drops down and you're able to control it. That was the key to the whole possession there for Spiker. And she's able to get the goal, put the Maroons up 4-0. We still have over 41 minutes to play here in the second half.
So
Spiker and McKinney with the goals in the second half. Calamari and Oliveira with the goals in the first half. And that's where things stand right now, 4-0 in favor of the Maroons.
So can you guess the score?
Oh, the final score?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 6-0.
No, I think it's going to be like 8.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
But as soon as you say something like that, then something can change. So. But we shall see. All right, play inside the Pioneer zone, deep in the near corner. McKinney doing some nifty spin work there, trying to get out of trouble. But the Pioneers trying to clear, and they're finding that tough going. But now they're able to break free along the near sideline. Head of steam is number 9, Sabrina Georgieff. And Georgieff tries to chip it towards midfield. That gets booted back by the Maroons deep inside the Pioneer zone, and Christina O'Block will grab it, and she'll try and look for an outlet here.
And the contrast on the both benches, on the Maroons, you can see happy faces. On the Pioneers, they have like a concerned faces, like, what's going to happen?
Well, I'm concerned because their heads are facing away from us, or their faces, so the fact that you're able to see that scares me.
Well, I know, but
when they turn, I'm thinking that's what you're saying.
See, they're making jokes in the right side.
Right.
And the other team is all stand up.
Yeah. And you don't, I mean, any game you play, you want to remain competitive. So obviously, you know, they want to crack that first goal here first. But to do that, they're going to have to maintain possession. And, again, the Maroons have just been smothering, I guess, to say to this point. That's probably the best word to use from a defensive standpoint. Soon as the Pioneers have the ball, there's a Maroon right on the case. Ball goes out of bounds, and O'Block will kick it for the Pioneers. 4-0 Maroons, just under 40 minutes to play in the game.
And it's warming number 16, no, 15, right? For the Maroons.
Yeah, that looks to be the case. As she'll be ready to substitute in here. Looks to be the case, so we'll wait and see. All right, ball going towards the net. Spin Ooh. Move there, all falling down. That's that turf.
That's what you call it,
the turf
yeah.
monster will get you every time. So she gets late in the game or late in the evening. You can get a little slick, and that's what happened there to Van Slice.
And you know what is funny? You don't expect falling down, so that kind of hits really can create an injury so easy.
Here comes McKinney. Woo. McKinney with a head of steam. She's going to put the shot on net. Oh, just wide right of the goal. McKinney with another opportunity.
What a speed. My God, it's like seeing the Ben Johnson, you remember from
yes.
the Olympics? Like that.
Well, she now has 4 goals in the last 3 games. and looking for her fifth. So needless to say, she's putting on a good show. All right, here is our substitution. Checking in is Chloe Masiolik. So Masiolik checking in for the Maroons and getting some instructions on the sideline is number six. That is Charlotte Wachter getting some instructions on the sideline.
She
after
the,
that substitution.
Yeah, but that's what I like. They're giving feedback. What
all right, corner kick. Crossing, headed towards the net, and O'Block comes up with a big save. Big opportunity there for the Maroons once again, but this time O'Block was able to snare that header and forestall the Maroons from tacking on another goal.
Oh, my God. See? They're moving, putting more lines, putting some more pressure over the Pioneers. And here comes, finally, the goalkeeper touching the ball.
I think she got lonely when it touched the action there. Ball goes out of bounds, deflected off the foot of Olivero. Pioneers will throw it in. That was Lisa Harwart with the throw in. That'll go towards the near corner. It'll be Pioneers' ball.
So far, so good. It's an amazing game.
Jesse Coya with the throw-in for the Pioneers. Coya along the near side. And we just heard now the men's team has gone up 2-0. And the women's team up 4-0 now with just under 36 minutes to play. So, again, both teams stepping on the gas here. Ball goes out of bounds in the near corner. It's going to be Pioneer's ball with the throw-in. Number 26, Harwart, throwing it in, intercepted by Chloe Masiolik. And she keeps it inside the Pioneers zone. Spiker had a foot on it. Now McKinney. And now Calamari loses it. Pioneers look to go the other way. Let's shovel ahead to Van Sluys, stolen away by Masiolik. Now Van Sluys gets a foot on it. This could be the best opportunity so far. And a good defensive play there by Masiolik to prevent that centering attempt. Now the Pioneers look to clear it out of danger. Headed towards midfield. Spiker controls for the Maroons. And now Masiolik along the near sideline. Eludes one defender. Tries to get it to McKinney. McKinney pushed from behind. Foul on the Pioneers. Masiolik with the throw-in along the near sideline. That ball goes over to inbounded to Peebles. Peebles gets it to Calamari. Calamari boots it towards the center. Pioneers kick it towards the far side. They'll look to get the ball upfield and get some sort of offense generated for Carroll University. Again, the play has been lopsided in favor of the Maroons through this point and indicated on the scoreboard as well, 4-0. Oh, here comes Spiker again. Spiker coming in on block. And a big save by O'Block on a point-blank opportunity there. O'Block able to make the save, and ball kicks out towards the far sideline. Now O'Block's going to run it down by the goal line, and she'll look to have her team regroup at this point. Substitutions coming in for the Maroons. Checking in is Claudia Hodgetts and Maddie DeVoe. And checking out is going to be Kelsey Moore and McKinney, Jenna McKinney.
You know, Eric, it's like I'm seeing a game of FIFA, how they perform in the Maroons, pushing the bottom, to giving so much speed. And just the final touch is missing, but at the end he's going to score in more goals. I can guarantee that.
So we have 4-0 lead here. Four different goal scores for the Maroons as well. So that's a nice balanced attack from the Maroons. And you know they're definitely looking to add on at this point. They're not content to sit back.
No.
If you control the play, if you have possession, the other team can't score. And so why not?
And they give you the advantage because they're not playing too good in the midfield. So they give you the advantage to the Maroons like this one. Look.
All right, here come the Maroons again into the attack zone. Spiker one more time. This time another save by O'Block. And a follow-up kick sails over the crossbar. Spiker's got to be saying, what does she have to do to get it past O'Block? But when you're in that tight.
But you see that fake she made it? It's amazing. Yep. Just a tunnel letting go the ball into the middle of the legs. And then number 26, Madori, goes straight. Second consecutive time, she smashes the ball against O'Block.
And that was DeVoe, I believe, with the follow-up shot that sailed over the crossbar. Now we have number 21 coming out for the Pioneers. Is Jensen Meyer checking out. Maroons looking to keep the pressure on. Kick shot towards net. And that is gobbled up by O'Block. And she's going to give it a boot towards midfield. Maroons quickly pressure and take possession of the ball. Calamari chipping it ahead over to the far side, headed towards the net, trying to reach DeVoe at that point. And now the Maroons continue to pressure. Far corner. Ball is left there. And that's going to be Pioneers' ball, as O'Block will take possession, the goalkeeper for the Pioneers. Impressive, impressive performance here by the Maroons, Sergio.
Yeah, they are the dominance is so strong over the Pioneers. And I don't see any change from the Pioneers. The same plays, the same situation, playing like in a slow motion. And you can see the frustration on the defenders. They can't stop the offensive players from the Maroons.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you count all the scoring opportunities that the Maroons have had in addition to the ones that went in the net. This game might already have been 8-0 like you were trying to predict here.
Yeah, easily. It's two, another two in the first half. That is the other four goals. So adding to the 4-0, it's 8.
O'Block is going to flag the ball down and reestablish for her team. Their team trailing 4-0. Just under 30 minutes to play here in the game. You're watching University of Chicago Women's Soccer on the Maroon Sports Network. Eric Willowhite and Sergio Venegas here with the call. And Blake Tyson running camera up above us here.
Yeah, amazing job he's doing so far.
Well, hopefully it continues.
Well,
all right.
You know, when you say something good with somebody, some do make mistake, and you say, oh, I didn't say anything. So sorry for that.
All right, throw in for the Pioneers. That's chipped ahead, trying to reach Van Slys. They do.
No, the balls go out.
But then the ball rolls out of bounds, as you say, Sergio. So the Maroons will have the throw in. Ball almost stolen away, but kicked out of harm's way by Hodgetts. And now that ball is going to go up towards midfield, headed by the Pioneers. Knocked back down and taken by Hodgetts again. And now whistle. The Maroons will regroup. Ball kicked over to the far side. That's going to go down low towards the corner. Looking to get a crossing attempt here. Ball knocked away by the Pioneers and out of bounds. This is going to be
a corner kick, I think.
Corner kick for the Maroons. I believe that is DeVoe, Maddie DeVoe. No, take that. She's over there. Diaz. Rachel Diaz. with the corner.
Yeah, but the advantage now is for the defenders because the FX is going to be inside instead of going to outside. So if you just put it the center, it will be more complicated to stop.
Calamari trying to get in there. Header up in the air, and Oblak comes down with it just in front of the goal line. Good corner kick there by Diaz.
Yeah, I surprised.
Calamari was trying to break loose. She was defended well, but the header went up and came down into the hands of Oblak right on the goal line.
I was expecting that Oblak going with the fist and stop it, and they covered fast. No, it's over.
Pioneers almost had an opportunity there on the quick restart. Well, here come the Pioneers. Ball deflected. It's going towards the near sideline. Pioneers looking to reestablish. Having the ball is Lebojkovic. Heavy fit towards the box. Maroons looking to clear. They'll chip it upfield. Knocked back in by the Pioneers. Van Slys. And the Maroons will take possession. Chipping it towards the far corner. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Maroons' ball.
Well, do you surprise that? That the ball is for the Maroons? All the possession has been with the Maroons.
All right. All right, we have whistle now. Maroons will restart. Ball upfield now is Masiolik along the near sideline. Bringing it down the near sideline. Has a good head of steam.
Ooh.
Just doesn't have anyone with her on the far side. Gets poked out of bounds. This will be a throw-in for the Maroons.
Katie Sadera is in.
Sadera checking in and Masiolik checking out. So Sadera did the throw in there. Kick from the corner. That ball is taken by Oblak. And now she's going to boot it upfield. Maroons will get there first. Van Slys battling. And it rolls out of bounds.
No, it was backward. The referee calls the ball to the Pioneers. I think it was backwards.
Yeah.
For me.
I agree. All right, that time Maroons will take possession on the throw-in along the near sideline. Shoveled it ahead to Calamari. Knocked back down by the Pioneers. Big collision there. Calamari and 26, Lisa Harwart for the Pioneers. Both players back on their feet. Calamari now with it at midfield. Had the ball knocked away. Pioneers look to get it inside the Maroon zone. Sadera, however, kicks it back into the Pioneer zone. And ball headed up in the air. We have a foul on the Pioneers. And we're going to have the restart by the Maroons. Mackenzie Peebles will chip it on over to the far side. Midfield now for the Maroons as they continue to lead 4-0. With just under 25 minutes to play in the game. Now the Pioneers trying to bring it upfield, deflected out of bounds. And it's going to be Pioneers throw-in along the far side. Sergio, looks like a couple more substitutions coming in for the Maroons. Julia Lodowin and Charlotte Wachter waiting to re-enter the game.
My big question, who are you going to take off? Who are going to substitute? All the players are doing the best possible.
Well, I think Wachter and Masiolik will switch.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with that. Let's see.
All right. Maroons bring it up over midfield now. Along the far side, looking to generate another offensive opportunity. They have a good spread going on right now. Ball deflected a little more upfield. They're going to have to reestablish. Maroons shot well wide of the net. High and wide. Net ball go out of bounds, and the substitutions are coming in for the Maroons. And let's see, Calamari coming out.
Oh. Maybe it's for that crash or that hit.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. The timing of that might have been when that happened. Also checking out for the Maroons was Andrea Omehe. So Omehe taking a seat.
For zero, right?
Yes, it is.
Well.
And ball's going to be inbounded by the Maroons in front of the Pioneers bench. Throw an attempt towards midfield, trying to track it down was Katie Jasminski. Jasminski. Now the Maroons again looking to pressure. Is Sedera. Sedera has it along the near sideline. Pass up ahead, intercepted by the Pioneers. They can come up with a loose ball here and there, but it's maintaining it is the problem, Sergio.
Yep.
And then once that happens, the Maroons just continue to put on the pressure here. So getting out of their own zone has been difficulty, and any time they get inside the Maroon zone, they're not there very long.
Well, they put in a lot of pressure. They don't let it, the Pioneers go out so easily. So as far as you can see, all the complication from the Pioneers starts from the goalkeeper, Dave Budlak. And now they have a corner kick from the right side.
So corner kick again. This is Diaz, Rachel Diaz, with the corner kick from the near corner. Again, O'Block in net. And now here goes the kick. Shot knocked down by the foot. Rolling towards the near sideline. Diaz will have to track it down herself. She's kicking it towards the net. O'Block comes out and grabs it as Bree Fadden was within range. If O'Block wasn't able to smother that ball, she might have had an opportunity herself to add to the Maroons' lead. As it stands right now, it's still 4-0 in favor of the Maroons.
But the Pioneers do the offside movement. That is why there was nobody in the box. And there is a reason nobody can score the other goal.
Maroons continuing to go on the attack here.
Offside.
Diaz, offside's call. And now O'Block
will
look to push it ahead here. She's going to leave it. And it's going to be played
short
by Harward. Harward along the near side for the Pioneers. Shovels it ahead to midfield. That's knocked down by Sedera. And now Diaz. Rachel Diaz. Sedera. Sedera cutting in from the near side. Centering attempt deflected towards net. O'Block will grab that. And she'll look for an outlet to get her team across midfield. Boots it up to number 17. That is Delaney Pruitt. Pruitt loses the ball. Maroons coming the other way. Oh, nice spin move there. Nifty spin move by Julia Lewoden.
Ooh.
But the ball goes out of bounds. This will be Pioneers ball substitution coming in for the Pioneers this time. That is Katie Bersch. And checking out is number 20, Aubrey Prey. Aubrey Prey coming out and Bersch coming in for the Pioneers with 18:38 to play here in the game. And the Maroons well out in front of this match, 4-0. Here at Stagg Field on the campus of the University of Chicago. Historic Stagg Field.
Pray go out exhaust. She's exhaust. She's taking some refreshments, but I can see the face. She's exhaust. And I understand the reason. It's not too easy to stop the offensive of the Maroons. Look.
No, it's again. Sergio, I think the play has even been more lopsided in the second half than the first half.
Yep.
If that's even possible, but that's kind of what we've witnessed so far. Really hasn't been an opportunity of note for the Pioneers through the second half. And Sedera chips it ahead now over to Hodgetts. Hodgetts moves it forward upfield. Ball gets deflected towards the circle. And Hodgetts will take it again. Hodgetts boots it upfield and being controlled that time by Bree Fadden. Fadden's pass attempt stolen away by the Pioneers. And now the ball is going to go out of bounds. It'll be a throw-in for the Maroons along the far side. Trying to get it down low. Pioneers able to intercept that ball. Maroons maintain possession at midfield. Maroons continuing to penetrate the Pioneers zone. Now chip down low, trying to reach DeVoe, and that was cleared by the Pioneers. And now they'll look to set up shop and get into the offensive zone. Nice move there by number 15. That's Obojkovic for the Pioneers. But the Pioneers quickly lose possession. Chipped it ahead to the far side. Nice tackle made there. By the Pioneers, but it's going to be a Maroons throw-in from the far side. Inbounded. Two-on-one battle. Maroons come out with it. Well, now the Pioneers are looking to clear. Chip to the far side. Maroons, again, trying to keep it inbounds. They do. Shoveling it ahead. Going towards the far corner. Back up. Jasminski fires it towards the net. Oblak picks it up.
You can see, sorry, Eric, you can see on the bench of the Maroons warming the another goalkeeper, number zero, that is Sydney Jones. So maybe they're going to change goalkeepers.
Well, so we talked about that, and I want to say it was during the last women's game we did last Wednesday, because I believe in that game.
They do the same.
The other team did the same. It wasn't the Maroons who did it. But the strategy there was the Maroons were getting shots on net, so why not change the goalie? The game was in hand. If you're going to change the goalie and give someone some play time, might as well be in a game where the other team's firing offensive opportunities. In this case, if she does come in switch goals, they're not getting any offensive opportunities. So she might just be sitting there.
Well,
you know, so is there a benefit for her to come in at this point?
What is the point of putting
asking.
The worm if you don't get into the, you know? It's strange to see the goalkeeper worming if you don't put it in. So,
yeah.
I'm guessing that.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. I don't think anything changed. Now we're going to have three subs waiting for the Maroons along the sideline as the Pioneers are looking to get something generated here, but they won't on this possession as Diaz takes the ball along the near side. It's angling out of bounds. It's being kept in, however. Nice job keeping it in by Harwart. Now it's going to go to Oblak, the goalkeeper for the Pioneers. And outlet to Harwart along the near side. Harwart chipping it ahead to Obojkovic. Obojkovic boots it deeper into the Maroon zone. Ball battle ensues. It's knocked out of bounds by the Maroons. And throwing it in will be Sabrina Georgieff. Georgieff throw in. Here come the Pioneers. Ball rolling down low. It's going to roll over the goal line and out. And we're going to have substitutions now for the Maroons.
It's three players. It's Watkins, Masiolek, and Andrea Omehe.
And coming out, we have Wachter. We have Bree Fadden. And then
number four.
Cargyle, I believe.
It's not Vera?
No. It's 14.
I think it was.
Cargyle out as well.
Yep.
So three new players or three substitutions in for the Maroons, not new players. They've already been in the game. It is 4-0 with 13:03 to play here in the game. Maroons have this game in hand. It's just a matter of what the final score will be. Will they pitch another shutout? Or will the Pioneers get on the board? And will the Maroons add to their score? I don't think that 8-0 score is going to happen. I don't think the 6-0 is going to happen either. But
no.
Again, we'll see. Pioneers trying to get the ball outside the zone. Maroons maintaining possession. Masiolik chipping it ahead. Push from behind. Now it's going to come upfield, but keeping it inside the zone was Delaney. Peebles. But now O'Block will grab it for the Pioneers. And she's going to give it the boot. Short kick this time, short of midfield. Headed forward by the Pioneers, but it's going to roll out of bounds in front of the Pioneers bench. And it's going to be a throw-in for the Maroons. Throw-in along the near side. That's Diaz.
Enter for the Pioneers, number 14, Jess Koya. Leaving number, who is out? Oh, number
three. So number three coming
Katie
out. Katie Bartsch coming
yep.
out. Throw in by Harwart. And that rolled out of bounds. So the Maroons again will look to transition to offense.
Oh,
that's just over the head. Good attempt there by Jasminski, but that goes over her head. And this time the ball deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Pioneer's ball. Throw in right at midfield, Harwart. Harwart trying to get it down low. Oh, that's a doubleheader there. And a little dazed is the Pioneer's Obojkovic. She still seems to be a little stunned by that header that deflected off of her face. Now here comes Van Sluys for the Pioneers. Good defensive play there, however, by the Maroons. That's Omehe. Omehe with the defensive play, and Van Sluys none able to get the shot attempt off.
Omehe doing the perfect movement, and it was two against one.
Right.
So complicated to get through. Another substitution for the Maroons, coming in number 14, that is Bree Faden.
So Faden coming in.
And leaving the field
is Jasminski. So Katie Jasminski out, Bree Faden in. Faden was just taken out a few minutes ago, so just keep rolling the bench there. With the Maroons up 4-0, under 10 minutes to play here in the game.
And for those that are worried if the goaltender is going to be substituted, you can be calm down because number zero. Oh, no.
Oh, Jasminski's in the game. So, oh, you're right. Okay. So I did not expect that.
Nobody expected that.
I'm not sure.
The reason?
Well. not the reason. I mean, I understand the reason, but I don't know. I don't know if there will be a benefit because the Pioneers aren't generating any offense. So really all it's going to suit to do is going to give Malone a chance to, like, take a breather earlier. So coming into the game for goaltender will be Sidney Jones for the Maroons, 5'8 sophomore, West Bloomfield, Michigan, West Bloomfield High School. And coming out?
Malone.
Freshman Miranda Malone from Cary Grove High School. As she's pitched a shutout with just under 9 minutes to play.
This is
the
reason.
Now she'll look for Jones to keep the score, keep the goose egg on the side of Carroll.
This is what I think. When you have the preseason games, you can do many changes, but it's not the same like the season games.
Well, and you have conference, non-conference, so you're non-conference here. Again, it's early, so you can do things.
Yeah. With this score, come on, 4-0?
Right.
that is complicated. Somebody tied the game.
Well, and we talked about the difference in the number of substitutions between the Maroons and the Pioneers. Yeah. The Pioneers definitely haven't gone very deep into their bench, whereas the Maroons have in the games, the two games that we have called since they've been home, that's been the MO so far. So we'll look to see if that continues as we get deeper into the season. But as we talked about early in the season, that's what you want to do.
Yeah, of course. And you give me minutes if something happened, like an injury, that we don't want that anybody get an injury, but you can see.
Right. No, that's a good point. You know, it's another opportunity to get players an opportunity. All right, pass attempt. Blocked by the Pioneers, and then it gets booted over the goal line. That'll roll on to 56th Street, I think. And
yeah.
And we'll get a replacement ball, as O'Block will take it.
And this is what I told you, Eric. This is the perfect moment because if they get it in for some reason, some ejection, we'll be with a lot of pressure. In this kind of situation, she doesn't have any pressure at all. She's so secure behind that will be not a temp at all. I hope so.
You're talking for Sidney Jones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. For the goalkeeper of the Maroons.
All right, Maroons inside their own zone. 6:48 to play here in the second half, 4-0. It's been all University of Chicago Maroons in tonight's game.
I think the Maroons is just playing, see if they can score, not making another effort, like reducing the speed. But it doesn't look like that. It's still looking like they're at full speed. Right?
Yeah, it hasn't been as high octane as it was in the early part of the second half. But, again, for the most part, the pressure's been down this side of the zone. That ball gets deflected wide right of O'Block, and it'll go out of bounds, and O'Block will reset for the Pioneers as they look to get something on the board before this game has ended. Whether or not they can is another matter.
Say it.
The Maroons are determined to keep it that way.
Yeah, I think that's going to be it's going to be blank. But this is a good opportunity for the Maroons. It's what, in your yard, 20? Yeah, 20 yard.
Yep.
If you kick it really accurate, it will be scored a 5-1. Only two persons in the barrier, so it's an easy shot.
All right. So here we go for the Maroon. Shot coming towards net. Sails way over the crossbar. Not way over, but over.
Between the wise of the football and the crossbar.
Right.
So how do you call that? Like, both misses?
Could be.
Yeah. Well, the Maroons is taking control so much easy over the Pioneers that you even see there is another team playing against the Maroons. Burley, you can see that.
Maroons again inside the Pioneer zone. Ball gets deflected out of midfield. Coming in, however, to push it back inside the zone is Peebles. Peebles will shove it to the far side. Maroons continue on. Rolled on net. O'Block scoops that up. And she's going to boot it to the far side. This time it's going to bounce towards midfield. Good set there. A minor collision near the 40-yard line. Maroons come up with the ball once again. Now, just like that, they've transitioned onto offense. Ball's going to roll towards the near corner. Let's see who's going to come out with it. And it looks like it's going to be Pioneer's ball as O'Block will take it for the goalkeeper kick.
Funny thing, I've been looking to the rosters and the Pioneers has four goalkeepers and the Maroons only have three in the roster. So I don't get it. How do you have
four? Are you saying you would have expected them to maybe change goalkeepers here in the second half?
Yeah. After receiving the four goal, I will be seeing.
Well, and I would say for the reason in the last game we did, an opportunity for one of the other keepers who maybe hasn't played enough, you know, to get some playing time here. But, you know, that's not the MO for this Pioneers team. You know, most of the regular starters have gone the way. And so they're going to rise and fall with the primary players for the Pioneers. And tonight it looks like they're going to fall at the hands of the Maroons, currently trailing 4-0.
It's 2:55 remaining, Eric. Really, for tie this game, something really, really huge must be happening.
That's not going to happen. I mean, anything can happen, but that's not going to happen, I guess. Best way to put it. Oh, nice spin move. Good work being done there by Matty DeVoe to get that ball on the offensive attack, but it gets deflected towards the far corner, rolls over the goal line. And now the Maroons will take possession with a corner kick from the far corner. 2:12 to play, clock running.
Katie Sadera is taking the corner kick, Eric.
All right. So let's see where her kick goes. A bounce attempt. That was headed towards Hodgetts. And now it's up in the air. And it's going to roll out of harm's way for the Pioneers. That'll be a goalkeeper kick for O'Block. It's 1:44 to play in this game. 4-0 in favor of the Maroons. The Maroons will move to 5-0 on the season. And the Carroll University Pioneers will fall to 4-2.
Oh.
Now the ball on the far side. Pioneers trying to make a late push here to dent the score sheet. But the Maroons have other ideas at this point. As again, as soon as the Pioneers sniff anything offensively, the Maroons have been there to squelch any offensive opportunities. 1 minute to play in this game.
The next games for the Maroons will be 16 at MSOE at 4 p.m., then the 20 Carthage at 4 p.m. here, then visiting the 23 Wisconsin Auctions at 2 p.m., and 26 Wheaton, Illinois at 4 p.m.
Okay, so that's your upcoming slate of games for the University of Chicago women's soccer team. Make sure you come out to the campus for those home games. And if not, you can catch them right here on the Maroon Sports Network. Eric Willowhite, Sergio Venagas, happy to give you the play-by-play in color for today's match. As time winds out, a late goal for the Maroons.
5-0. You see, that play was prefabricated. They just put it over the barrier and just push it with the outside of the feet. Peebles, right?
Katie Jasminski with the goal. Peebles with the assist. 5 different scorers for the Maroons as they get a late second goal here at the 5-second mark. And now time will wind down as Sydney Jones will take the ball. So that was all her action, was to take that final ball of the game.
That's the only action she needed.
As the University of Chicago Maroons women's soccer team defeat Carroll University Pioneers by the score of 5-0. 5 different goal scorers, Sergio, and quite an impressive performance again for the women's soccer team.
Amazing. And you know what I like it? This team is moving like a really good army, like a blocks. Boom, boom, boom. Even you change a lot, you got a lot of substitutions, they don't see on the field. You can play with many substitutes players, yeah, and this is a result, 5-0.
All right, and then in other action, is this a final now?
Yeah,
all right, 82nd minute left, but the men's soccer team still up 2-0 late in the second half. So, again, this could be a double shutout performance for both soccer teams. So a good day for the University of Chicago soccer programs. And, again, our final score here, the Maroons women's soccer team 5 and the Carroll University Pioneers 0.
But What a performance.
What a performance, yep. Indeed. And I think to your point, Sergio, we talked about when they make substitutions, they don't skip a beat.
Nope.
So that's a great sign for this team moving forward, the number two ranked team in the country in their division. And that'll do it for our broadcast here this evening. For Sergio Vernagas, I'm Eric Woolwhite saying so long from Stagg Field on the campus of the University of Chicago. Again, final score, University of Chicago Maroons women's soccer team 5, Carroll University Pioneers 0. Thanks for joining us on the Maroon Sports Network. So long, everybody.